There are several factors that determine whether the total habitat area for a species will expand, shrink, or stay the same as its range shifts. And these are depicted in this graphic. For starters, we can model what happens by looking at the species climate envelope, as I mentioned before, which is the minimum and maximum values of temperature and other climate conditions within which that species occurs. In theory, the distribution of the species could just shift from a previously climatically suitable area to a new climatically suitable area of equal size with no change in total range area. This is depicted in A and B. In C, a species range area decreases as it shifts up in latitude. It's true that the available land area declines as you go up in latitude, simply due to the geometry of a sphere. But there could also be some kind of barrier to latitudinal movement, shown in D, like a mountain chain or an ocean or some other unsuitable habitat like miles of cornfields, that prevents the species from being able to occupy or move across that space. A species also might be limited in its dispersal ability, so it just can't move fast enough to keep up as its range shifts, shown in E. There are also many other factors that could influence a species' survival in its new range, including the presence of other species that could be food sources, predators, pathogens, or competitors. These factors all make it complicated to predict what will happen to a particular species as its range shifts.